How do we respond to people who sacrifice their lives for other people? In 2007, U.S. Army Sergeant Travis Atkins did the unthinkable. While on patrol in Iraq, his unit came upon two men planting roadside bombs. As his men interrogated them, Atkins realized that one of the men had pulled the pin of a grenade that was part of a suicide vest. Instinctively, Atkins grabbed the man in a bear hug and fell to the ground with him, using his own body to shield the rest of his unit. Atkins died, but his actions saved the lives of his men. Those who give their lives in such actions rightly deserve our respect and honor. In Hebrews 9, the author tells us that Jesus sacrificed himself for us. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. The author explains that Jesus appeared for the purpose of putting away sin. Sin is our disobedience to God, and is what separates us from God. In the next chapter, the author explains that it's impossible for the blood of animals to take away sin, but the sacrifice of Jesus Christ can. During his earthly ministry, Jesus came to the place where John the Baptist was teaching. John pointed to him and cried out, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." As Jesus hung upon the cross, the punishment for the sins of the world was placed upon him. He died, and he rose to show that sin had been completely dealt with. The gospel is a message about how God deals with our sin through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus put away our sins by being the perfect sacrifice. Have you trusted him to take away your sin?